Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
In theaters now, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
The story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Everybody loves their hometown team, but there is something different in Milwaukee.
Don Sutton said it best. He said every player should have the privilege of playing in Milwaukee.
81, 82, there was a recession going on. We knew that the people were hurting. We were trying to give them something that they could hang on to.
And, oh, here we go.
Here we go. It was a blue carpet VIP world premiere Wednesday for this documentary at Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield. I was privileged to attend and got to see the film. It was really good. I mean, spoiler alert, the Brewers lost in Game 7.
Yeah.
Cardinals. But, man, there were stories that I hadn't heard. And to listen to some of these guys, you know, some of it's emotion, some of it's the feel of the city and all that stuff. And a lot of it is what happened game by game and in some cases pitch by pitch. The recall of these guys about exactly how things played out was so fascinating. Most of that 82 team was back together and loving it. Vince Vetrano here at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield on the blue carpet for the premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Everybody's here. Talking with Mike Caldwell. Okay, most likely to hit the buffet hard tonight.
Jimmy Gander.
Jimmy, really?
Yeah, Jimmy
Gander. But he wears it well. He looks great.
He does. Matter of fact, he looks better than he did last time I saw him.
Talking with number 17, Jim Gantner. Who are you most anxious to see, like who you hadn't seen in a while?
Our last reunion, Vukovic wasn't here, so it's great to see Vuki here tonight. And
you're too young here to know Jim Gantner.
No, I've met him a couple times, but I wasn't able to see him play. But he's definitely been one of my favorites, you know, growing up. So.
How do you like that, Jim?
Thank you very much. Really, yeah. I had to pay that guy.
This guy here has got a World Series 1982 pennant, Cardinals Brewers. You bought it at County Stadium?
Yes, I did. I went to the ball game with my dad. Got my first autographs on it today.
Wow, and you're doing pretty well here. I see Paulie Molitor. Who else we got?
Well, I got Caldwell, Gantner, Gorman Thomas, Jimmy Slayton, Cecil Cooper.
Coop's here? Where's Coop? Number 15, Cecil Cooper. Coop, can I tell you something? You were the first guy when I was at the ballpark that I had to ask, how come they're always booing Coop?
Well, I thought they were booing me too.
They're not saying boo, they're saying Coop.
Yeah, with boo, boo, boo. I don't know where it came from, but I liked it. Yeah,
Raleigh Fingers, signing autographs, just like always.
Always. You worry when they stop asking.
Yeah. How's that feel today?
Good, feel good. Yeah. Having a good time.
Greg Marcus here at his Majestic Cinema. Hey, you want to sneak into Twisters?
I was just saying, that summer, I was a vendor at County Stadium.
Do we still see you on the trailer? Or are you going to come up eating popcorn?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so. It's your house. This lady's brought, like 4x4 blown up pic of Robin Yount on the motorcycle. Who do you got to get signed yet?
Just Gander yet. And Yukovich, it was signed by Robin Yount originally. So it was hanging up in our bar called Zim's. And Robin Yount walked in and saw his picture and said, well, I think I want to sign it. So he signed it. And now I'm helping collect the rest of the signatures of the 1982 game.
Talking with Brewers great Charlie Moore. How about getting the band back together?
Everybody looks pretty good. Yeah. I mean, they walk a little bit slower and all that. But the guys for their age now, you know, imagine all of us are close to 70. So, yeah, I think everybody looks great.
Here with David Gruber, let's go sneak into Beetlejuice, right?
What? Go sneak into Beetlejuice?
Yeah. What else we got? We got Alien here tonight?
I don't know. You're talking about this. I was talking about the 69 Mets before. Supposed to be a baseball right. Night.
Round of applause for Commissioner Emeritus Bud Selig and founding owner of the Brewers. Talk with Brewers great Cecil Cooper, first baseman. Your name is not often mentioned in some of the crazy party stories. Were you in there with those guys, or did they out-party?
Yeah, I was there, but I was kind of like the guy on the corner watching, you know, in
keep
the background.
Keep me out of it.
In the background.
Talking with Mike Caldwell. Mike, are there any stories that you hadn't heard, like when you all get together?
Well, none that I'm going to tell you, but...
So there are stories I haven't heard, is that right?
We repeat a lot of them, but there are some good ones.
The film is Just a Bit Outside. It's screening at Marcus Theaters across Southeast Wisconsin. Limited showings today and then all over starting tomorrow.